It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Okay, honey, yes, it is tea time. Kicking things off with Shannon Doherty, and I'm sad to report that she is talking that she has stage 4 cancer diagnosis.
It's going to come out that I have stage 4. So my cancer came back, and that's why I'm here. I don't think that I've processed it. It's a bitter pill to swallow in a lot of ways.
It's not fair. Why me?
I have definitely days where I say, why me? And then I go, well, why not me? Who else? You know, who else besides me deserves this? None of us do.
I'm so sorry to report this, but it's stage 4, and she says she is dying. So, of course, thoughts and prayers.
When you have stage 4 anything, the survival is usually very, very low.
Yes.
Even with amazing treatment.
It is terminal. And she also goes on to talk about Luke Perry, who they start on 90210, which was my favorite show growing up back in the day. And she was like, it was so hard that she was diagnosed with this, and then she lost him before she passed. So, of course, sending all our thoughts and prayers her way. Well, over on Netflix, a lot of people are shocked that a few shows have already been canceled, one of which is Spinning Out.
Every song is a love song. Let's start with the songs about desire and longing.
Stand by. Crashing.
Songs about the struggle to find love.
Did you guys watch Spinning Out at all?
I have never. No, what is it?
It's like a show about ice skating, and it was like really actually getting hype, and it got canceled, so people are very up in arms about that. I hate when shows that you love get canceled.
Wait, did you really like it? Did you watch it?
Okay. But it was like one of those people were like, oh, you should totally check this out.
There's only like one ice skating movie I've ever seen, and it was a classic. Hello, Blades of Glory.
Oh, with Will Ferrell.
Yes, it gets the people going.
It gets the people going. So that's a bummer. So I'm sorry to say, if that was your show, it is done. So you can look for more cancellations. But it stinks when I love this show. And then, okay, it's gone. And it's gone forever now.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, so that is done. So Soundtrack is the other show that has also been canceled. If that was yours, I'm sorry. Lizzo making a huge announcement while riding a mechanical bull.
Whoa there. Slow down. I gotta make an announcement. Stop. I'm so excited, Houston, because I'm coming back to play the Houston Rodeo March 13th. That's a Friday. Let's get the weekend lit. Houston, I'm coming home.
Well, Lizzo, careful, careful.
Wow, girl. So she will be. That's exciting. Playing the rodeo. Big news, of course, for our listeners in Houston.
Yeah, and then they announced the other two people on Friday night. Marshmello.
Yes.
And Chance the Rapper.
Dang.
It's going to be an awesome, awesome lineup.
Okay, we'd be road tripping. That's for sure. That'd be so much fun. And Madonna wants Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to know, hey, guys, you can totally stay at my pad.
Harry, don't run off to Canada. It's so boring there. I'll let them sublet my apartment on Central Park West. It's a 2-bedroom. It's got the best view of Manhattan. Incredible balcony. No, Buckingham Palace has got nothing on CPW. Bunch of guys in woolly hats.
I wouldn't do it if I was you guys. Imagine how long you'd have to wait for her to show up to give you the key to the actual place.
Dude, what about also, good point, her Canadian fans? I mean, she said Canada's boring. It's kind of like this.
Well, have you been to Canada?
I guess no, I haven't. I've been once to Calgary for work, but 24
like,
hours.
They got like some maple syrup. No, I'm just kidding. I got my wife's family in Canada. They're cool.
I would stay at Madonna's place just to say I did it.
I guess. Maybe. I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air on that one.
I would do it. Hey, they can stay at our place. Would you let the prince, I don't know if he's going to be, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle stay at your pad?
Yeah, there's room for like 3 people in my house. I think we could make that work.
Party.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
So, Mackenzie, obviously this is not you because as far as I know, you're not dating anybody. But is this a friend that you have that's been dating for multiple years?
Yes, and here's the thing. She always goes to his place. I've been dating like 2 years.
Wow,
and
okay.
He won't spend the night at her place. Like maybe he's done it once in 2 years and he always like finds excuses. And now she's like, what gives?
I want to hear the excuses. And I have 2 different theories, which one is complete opposite of the other. One's good, one's bad. So we'll delve into this and see if you've got any ideas. Coming up next, it's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.